exciting hour of the Tom Abraham Show. Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
I am the champ that runs the camp. Showtime! Woo!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, here's Tom Abraham.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Hour number three gets started. Four bells straight up. We do have a Friday trifecta for you, and we are going to have some plenty of room to get you guys in. So just get ready to do that. But first, we're going to talk to our friend Vince Ferraro, who does a tremendous job at our sister station up in Knoxville. We'll talk some college football with him, get his some thoughts on a couple of topics. He joins us now, Woody Anderson Ford VIP Hotline. Vincenzo, welcome in. How are you, man?
TA, I'm good. Never a shortage of all the news, so hanging in there. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, and yeah, I mean, we had that little run after recruiting of more coaching changes going on, and how amazing is it that Steve Sarkisian is the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, this is a guy that, you know, he was dead in the water, and yeah, you can make a case that he's in better shape now than he was when he was the head coach at USC.
Yeah, I mean, Saban gave him a lifeline at Alabama, and he ended up staying one game. So, that surprises me that he bolted that quick. And, you know, for the Atlanta Falcons to do it, that might be the more surprising thing. You know, who wouldn't want to take over that roster? But, you know, it's about relationships. You know how it goes.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Chip Lindsey, who is the new offensive coordinator at Auburn, says that quarterback competition is wide open there. There's going to be quarterback competition at Tennessee. There allegedly is going to be a quarterback competition at Alabama, which is, kind of surprising in as much as that they've got the reigning offensive player of the year. But, yeah, it's Alabama, so you always think that they might be able to improve. Quarterbacks always seem to be the issue in the league. But, again, you know, you're not 100% sure what will happen at LSU. Georgia has got a stable situation. Florida is going to have a quarterback competition. Tennessee, I mean, you know, here we are again with very, very few returning quarterbacks in the league that you can count on.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Last year there were a few returning guys in Dobbs and Chad Kelly, and then after that it was a whole bunch of unknowns. And then you had Chad Kelly getting hurt and Jacob Eason getting the opportunity to play as a freshman. And then Josh Dobbs had a pretty good year, a better passing year. And then obviously Jalen Hurts surprised everyone with him getting the job and then excelling in it throughout the entire year like he did. So there'll be surprises like that this year. Tennessee is strange because it's been a while. It's been a couple of years since that position hasn't been locked down by Josh Dobbs. But, you know, during Butch Jones's era, we've seen up to four quarterback competitions before. I think it basically comes down to two in Garantano and Dormady. Butch Jones, though, isn't going to declare anything until just before the season. He doesn't want anyone to get away. And they have four scholarship quarterbacks right now. But, yeah, the league as a whole, Tom, for as good as this league is and has been, you would expect there to be better play and more known out of that position year to year.
Yeah, but you know, but I think we might be on the cusp of a good little run. I mean, what we saw to Jacob Eason, he'll be a sophomore. again, Hurts, assuming he can hold off, you know, Tua, who, by the way, is going to be wearing number 13. That's kind of an interesting number in his day and age of single-digit quarterbacks. And, you know, but assuming he holds that guy off, we know that he can do. Shea Patterson at Ole Miss flashed some of the things that they thought they had there with that guy. Now he's going to be coming in with a little bit of experience under his belt. Felipe Sparks at Florida could emerge as a real good-looking thing, even though they like Kyle Trask there as well. And, of course, there's Jared Stidham. And yeah, just like everybody thought Jake Coker was immediately going to become the quarterback at Alabama when he got there as a junior, you know, Stidham, if he's not the starter, I mean, you can say all you want about Sean White and John Franklin III and Woody Barrett, you know, competing for that job at Auburn. But, man, you got a major story if Stidham's not the guy. But all of a sudden, I just rattled off five or six names. You might have that many decent quarterbacks, you know, in the SEC, the kid at South Carolina coming along, too.
Well, the SEC needs that. It needs to get back to that level. That's where it should be, as great as these programs are. And the Stidham thing, it surprises me that it's any sort of competition, but they don't want guys to leave. They want to drag it out too. It's a common ploy with coaches. And look, John Franklin III, a lot of people thought he would be the guy last year, and that didn't pan out. We've seen, though, Tom, we've seen highly rated guys, highly rated quarterbacks in positions before. I mean, look how many Alabama had stockpiled, and none of those guys worked out except for Hurts at the end. But you know, you mentioned the Coker example. He held off some of those guys. So there's no guarantee that these guys are going to pan out. Obviously, you mentioned a couple guys in Patterson, South Carolina's quarterback, that they flashed for a few games, so we get to see them. But not enough to where it's a known commodity. You got to – Easton, I think, is. But we got to see more of these guys to elevate that position in the league.
Yeah, no question. Vince Ferraro with us, talking a little bit of college football off-season style-y now. And, interesting piece that was written, I thought, by, Chris Wright at Saturday Down South. And he mentioned the fact that really every year for the last 5 or 6 years, there are several teams that win 3 or more less games than they did the year before. Teams that kind of crash a little bit, crash and burn. Last year, of course, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Before that, Missouri and South Carolina. In 2014, Vanderbilt win total fell by 6. Auburn and South Carolina fell by 4. It goes on and on, the list. It goes all the way back. He goes all the way back to 2011 when Arkansas dropped by 7. Auburn had 5 fewer victories. Kentucky, LSU, and Missouri each had 3. So we know that somebody's going to fall in 2017. And he mentions 2 logical candidates. One of them's Tennessee. Even though they won 9 games in 2016, you know, and that would mean a 6-win type season. But can you see Tennessee opening with Georgia Tech in that triple option attack, you know, breaking in a new quarterback, losing a lot of other talent that they lose? Can you see that team backing up and being one of the teams that loses more games, the 3 or more games than they did the year before?
If I see 6 wins for Tennessee this year, I will not see Butch Jones at National Signing Day here in Knoxville next year. To be honest with you, I could see 7. I mean, that's kind of the number I have in mind. 7 or 8, and if I had to lead one direction, it'd be 7 right now. The schedule is more challenging. You mentioned Georgia Tech. That's going to be in Atlanta. It's not going to be an easy game. Tennessee hasn't lost a season opener since 2008, and of course that was the year they opened up with a loss to UCLA in overtime, and that was the year Philip Fulmer got fired at Tennessee. So who could very well be the athletic director by that point, yeah, when the season starts? But it's as tough of a early season or season opener as they've had in a while, other than maybe NC State in Atlanta a number of years ago when Derek Dooley was there. But yeah, it's a tougher schedule overall. It's a more spread out schedule to where it's not just backloaded with easy games and the middle of the schedule is brutal. It's more spread out this year. You get at Alabama on the 21st after a home game in South Carolina, an open date on the 7th before in between home games. So that's not as advantageous. And then you got LSU late in the season, in the second to last week, when you know you cycle up to play a tough West team, and it's in the second to last week of the year. So no favors for Tennessee in the schedule this year. So I could see seven, but we're going off of overall. What about in the SEC? I think typically there's probably not going to be that sort of movement in three games within an eight-game conference schedule, Tom.
Right.
But I bet you there's one or two that will go down, and there's one or two that are going to go up too. Tennessee was 4-4 in conference last year, which was extremely underachieving. I mean, they should have been. Their two losses obviously should have been in conference, but I mean 6-2 to end up 4-4 again. They won't drop off that much, but still, it is. There'll be some teams that'll make a move up, and in conference will drop off as well.
He doesn't survive 7-5. I don't know that he survives 8-4. I mean, really, I mean, you could say all you want. He's got, look, he's got a class full of 5-star hearts, right? I mean, they better have 5-star hearts because. Well, I don't think he survives 8-4. I mean, I think it's got to be a 9-win season. He's got to do the opposite of what happened last year. He's got to win some games that he's not supposed to win, whereas last year he lost some games that he wasn't supposed to, you know, that he should have won, and really, you know, gets a win against Georgia, you know, pulling a piece of furniture out of his butt. And so, you know, I think it's got to be a 9-win season, or they're hiring a new coach again.
Yeah, and it obviously depends on what those games are, and if he can find a way, sort of like Florida did, to, you know, backdoor their way to Atlanta, that should be good enough too, because then he can show progress. But I think this is going to be an off season of talking where he's going to talk about youth and developing depth. Tom, we were talking about it on the air this week. I don't know that you can find one first team All-SEC candidate on this team. Now, the most likely candidate would be Darren Kirkland Jr., because I think he has All-SEC ability. But there's some good linebackers in this league, and he's coming off a season where he was hurt for a good part of it, and then when he played, he was never really 100%. So will the voters go off of potential there? Other than that, you might have some guys like get second or third team, but there's a whole bunch of question marks. They've got more than 5-star hearts. They've got 4- and 5-star talent in recruiting. It's just there haven't been enough of those guys on this roster that have developed. A bunch of defensive linemen, 4- and 5-star guys. Kyle Phillips, a 5-star. Khalil McKenzie, a 5-star. I mean, these guys, either through injury or inconsistencies, haven't worked out. Shad Tuttle can't stay healthy. You know, they got a whole bunch of them on defense. 4-star linebackers in the recruiting services that you just don't know. Either didn't pan out, like Dylan Bates is just a special teams and spot guy. And there's a bunch of other 4-star guys that haven't played up. Doesn't mean they won't, but to this point, whole bunch of unknowns on this team. And there's questions at every single position. Except for maybe running back, where at least we got to see John Kelly look good last year as the most experienced returning back.
He's so done. I mean, I looked at that schedule and you said, you know, and he's this is so his last season. I mean, did they do anything but a strength and conditioning? What did they do? Did they just re-up the guy they had last year? Because I thought that was a big problem. I mean, they had a $65,000 strength and conditioning coach last year, and I'm not saying you have to have a $500,000 one, you know, like Scott Cochran, but I mean, look, you know, 1, 2, 3 injuries, those are bad breaks, bad luck. When you have a team that has as many injuries as they had and couldn't stay healthy, you really got to look at your strength and conditioning program.
Well, they kept their last year's top strength and conditioning coach after letting go the previous one that had worked with Butch Jones. This offseason they kept him, but he is now no longer the top guy. The top guy is Rock Gullickson, who's known Butch Jones for years. He's been the Rams strength and conditioning coach. So he comes from the Rams here. He hadn't been in the college game for about 20-some-odd years. How is that transition going to work? I think some people say he's going to do great, and I think other people that I've talked to are a little skeptical and heard from that are a little skeptical that, you know, hey, you don't have to babysit guys in the NFL. You got to manage these guys and keep track of them. And is he going to be good at that and willing to do that? And another factor is Lawson was, people said he was too difficult on them. And then last year they went the other way where maybe they were too light on them. And then there are the injuries. There were a big factor. They got pushed around before injuries even hit against Appalachian State and Ohio. So there was the strength aspect of it too. So that's a huge deal where they have to get not only bigger but stronger and stay healthier. And we'll see how that's taken care of. They used to also have a really good nutrition person that Allison Maurer that was on this staff, and that was a big deal they always talked about. Then she left the program before last year, which was weird. And I don't know that they've really replaced that sort of expertise. They do pieces on her and the shake bar and all that. The guys, it gets just scientific stuff on how it can help them recover and all that. And I don't know if that's been replaced either. So, yeah, that's an area they got to get better at for sure.
Vince Ferraro with us. Another team that he indicates it could take a dive, and this is kind of an interesting one, is Texas A&M. Now, they were an 8-win team last season. Remember when the first college football playoff committee stupid poll came out 4 weeks before the end of the season? They were in the Final Four. Then they didn't win another game, I don't think. But anyway, probably should have been a 10-win team, but they were an 8-win team. He thinks that it's very possible they can be 5-7. They're probably going to have Jake Hubenek at quarterback to start the season when they go to UCLA. Right. And, this could be a big dip, and then it could be the same situation. Kevin Sumlin, I think, is in that same boat right there, shoulder to shoulder with Butch Jones. I think he's got to have a minimum of a 9-win season, or they got to move on. Just too much money spent there.
Yeah, and if it's not Hubenek, it's going to be a freshman quarterback or quarterback that hadn't played yet. And so that will be a problem. And what has Texas A&M done? They've started out strong, and then they tail late. Their last two games are at Ole Miss and at LSU. They may already be done at that point. But their crossover games at Florida and then South Carolina at home, you mentioned the opener against UCLA. It's a tough schedule for Kevin Sumlin. I do think there's parallels between Sumlin and Butch Jones. And Kevin Sumlin, I think, will approach it a little bit differently than Butch Jones. Kevin Sumlin, I think, will be publicly confident about his teams. I don't think he'll make grand declarations, but I think he'll defend his team. I think Butch Jones will talk about youth and experience, maybe talk them down, talking down some expectations, hoping that maybe they exceed them and it might look better on him. Because a lot of the things that he says, Tom, are defense mechanisms. Hey, look, at you've gone to 3 straight bowl games and these types of things. It's more about, hey, appreciate what you got here now, as opposed to what fans really want to hear. They want to hear about the championships and how you're going to win them. You know, just like that whole 5-star heart thing. And it's not like he's not trying to get 5 stars. He had ESPN's number one overall player in Trey Smith. So not like he's ignoring them. It's just the way, because he's got already a reputation of these types of things, it's viewed as a replacement for what really matters. And that's where he gets into trouble, is his timing. And by putting it out there, it viewed as in place of what they really want. What you need to win is you need great coaching, great players, and the 5-star heart, the character, and all that. In addition to that, you need all those things. You don't need one or the other.
Well, you can't be losing mid-state kids to LSU. LSU signed more 5 stars out of Tennessee than Tennessee did.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid out of Oakland, they got the kid out of Nashville, Jacob Phillips there, the linebacker. I mean, you can't have LSU come all the way. It's not even Alabama. It's LSU, for God's sake, come all the way up there and snatching kids away from an hour and a half away from the campus.
Well, in addition to that, you're right about those, Tom. But what makes fans even more upset than those five-star guys in state from the mid-state is in their own backyard. They had two elite wide receivers in T. Higgins from right here at Oak Ridge High School, 20, 25 minutes from Tennessee's campus, and then Amari Rogers from Catholic High School in Knoxville. He's a four-star. T. Higgins a five-star. Both of them are going to Clemson. And this is in their own backyard, elite wide receivers. You think Tennessee could use elite wide receivers? Yes, they can. But T. Higgins was a one-time commit, and because of the passing game, I think that was a huge issue for them when he decided on Clemson. They just weren't getting the ball to receivers, the passing game, and Clemson certainly has shown they'll put receivers in the NFL. Then Amari Rogers, Tennessee was slow on him. He committed with his dad. His dad is T. Martin, former Tennessee national championship winning quarterback, and then he decommitted from there, and then Tennessee started to recruit him. When he had already decided on Clemson and USC. So he switched over to Clemson, struck a relationship with T. Higgins, and that five-star quarterback in Hunter Johnson, too, another former Tennessee commit. So there's a whole lot of missed opportunities, quarterbacks and wide receivers in their own backyard and from the mid-state out of what they ended up with in this 2017 class.
So Tennessee goes 7-5. USC goes to the national championship game. And T. Martin's named the next head coach of the Volunteers. How about that?
Well, if Philip Fulmer's the AD, I mean,
you put
two and two together. John Adams, one of my former radio partners, he wrote a column for the New Sentinel saying, hey, if Philip Fulmer's the AD and he's got to fire Butch Jones during the year, who do you think he's going to name as interim coach? Himself.
Phil Fulmer.
And you could see Philip Fulmer in Act Two as head coach if that was to happen.
All right, finally, the other team he mentioned that could take a nosedive, a three-game nosedive. Well, they were 12-0. Alabama. Could Alabama be a 9-3 team next year? I mean, you look at the schedule. Well, if they lose to Florida State, okay, then they're 0-1. But after that, I mean, you know, assuming they win at Texas A&M and A&M doesn't look too great, Arkansas, Tennessee at home, LSU at home, I mean, they could all of a sudden be 8-1 by the time they get to Mississippi State at Mississippi State. If State is getting any better, they got to go to Auburn. That's always a crapshoot. You know, that's a toss up no matter what. But it doesn't feel like it's worse than, you know, like 7-1 in the league, does it? I mean, they could be 10-2 if the wheels come off. I don't see them being 9-3. You know, the thing is they're starting at 12. Because he's looking for teams that are going to be three games worse. So I guess if everything fell apart and they had a horrific season, they'd be 9-3.
Are you sleeping on at Vanderbilt, Tom? I mean, is that what's happening here?
I think at Vandy is going to be all right. I think they'll be okay there at Vandy. As long as they can score, I don't know, 8 points, they should be able to beat Vandy.
Well, the defense will have that by the midway through the first quarter.
No, that
to me, if you put Alabama in that group, looking at the schedule, the talent they bring back year after year, that to me is one of those things where let me draw traffic. I don't know if he's doing that, but that happens in website online posting where you do something outrageous positively or negatively for Alabama, therefore you draw traffic. So I don't see that anywhere on the schedule, so I'm going to chalk it up to possibly that.
All right, man. Well, have a great weekend. Enjoy all the basketball. I assume that you're checking all of that good stuff out. Maybe even watch a little OKC and Kevin Durant coming in with Golden State. You know, there's some fun stuff. There's still a few things to watch. You know what I mean? It's just there's a few things out there to pay attention to. Some good basketball over the weekend.
Yeah, and I got a MMA in Nashville. I got a pay-per-view Nashville Fairgrounds Arena this weekend, so looking forward to that. So, yeah, there's lots going on, UFC and all that kind of stuff this weekend.
You working that thing in Nashville? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I do lead commentary for MMA. We do pay-per-views on flowcombat.com, and then they make three or four one-hour TV shows that air on Fox 43 here in Knoxville out of those pay-per-view shows. So, yeah, it's a fun thing on the side.
So if I needed a UFC guy to talk about some of the big fights, stuff, you could be my go-to guy or what?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Are you a boxing guy too? I'm more a boxing guy than MMA. I've never been a fan of MMA. I'm a big boxing guy though, and I love the Bronze Bomber, and we'll see what happens next week with him. He's been on the show. I've had him on three or four times over the years.
Do you know, Tom, that I used to train in his gym? They used to do it. JD's does personal training, and
really?
He used to in that gym. I've been in the ring with Deontay Wilder, the Bronze.
Get out of here!
Yes, and he was just working on defense, like JD's. Yeah. His trainer said, "Hey, get in the ring with Deontay. He's going to work on his defense." So I got to swing on Deontay Wilder, the world champ. And it was fun. He was great. You know, he was teaching me and encouraged me while I was in there. It was just one time. It was fun. But, yeah, I used to do some personal training in that gym. It was awesome.
Listen, man, when a short, fat Italian guy gets in the ring with a guy like Deontay Wilder, if you don't have a tire iron, I mean, that's the only way is a tire iron to the knee, baby. I mean, that's the only way you can take that guy down.
It's like punching a wall, man. It was
he's a good guy.
His gloves weren't going anywhere.
A great guy, though. All right, man. Appreciate you as always. Tremendous stuff, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Tom.
JD's, that reminds me. When is the fight? The 24th, Smokey? I gotta track down Deontay.
I believe it's the 25th, not the 24th. I think
so
it's a Saturday night.
25th? So next week is the 14th, is Tuesday, Thursday. So next week is the 2 weeks before the fight. So the fight is 2 weeks from tomorrow night. I gotta get on my stick. I gotta shoot Jay a text right now. See if we can't get the big guy in next week. All right, let's get a break. We are wide open now the rest of the way. All right, so we threw a lot of college football at you right there. Colin Cowherd got loose, busting on Cam Newton, saying that not only is he not elite, but he's not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Well, let's discuss that. Where would we slot that guy? Talk about it next. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here at 730-1039. Yep.
Sports Radio, The Ump. Because we care.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Everwood Treatment Company, the official treated lumber of Alabama athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Coach Avery Johnson's Alabama Crimson Tide is back in action tomorrow at Coleman Coliseum. Tip time is at noon against the 12th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Radio coverage on the network begins at 11. The Crimson Tide is coming off of an incredible 4-overtime win at 16th-ranked South Carolina on Tuesday night. The Tide and the Cats will meet at a matchup that will be televised by CBS. Again, radio coverage on the network from Coleman Coliseum will begin at 11. The Alabama women's basketball team ended its road swing with a 69-48 loss to Texas A&M last night in Reed Arena. The Tide now stands at 15-9 overall, 3-8 in Southeastern Conference. The Tide returns home for Sunday's matchup with the Florida Gators. It's Alabama's annual Power of Pink event. Tip-off time set for 1 o'clock on the SEC Network. I'll have more in a moment.
Everwood Treatment, an Alabama-based family-owned company, has been supplying quality pressure-treated lumber for over 30 years. As the official pressure-treated lumber of Alabama Athletics, we know the real work is done before game day, so you can trust us to give your team the best chance to succeed. Visit EverwoodTreatment.com for a genuine, womanized residential outdoor dealer near you. That's EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, your treated wood source.
And the number 6-ranked Alabama gymnastics team travels to Lexington, Kentucky to take on number 10 Kentucky tonight. 7 o'clock Eastern is the start time for the meet. It'll take place in Memorial Coliseum as Alabama comes into the weekend following its best meet of the season last Friday in Coleman Coliseum, a win over number 3 Florida. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Everwood, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Those serving in our military, they're the difference makers. Separated from family, enduring hardships far from home, sacrificing for their country, while serving in a different country. Well, for those of us who support our armed forces through the USO, we get to make a difference too. Through the USO, we get to be the force that delivers the phone call between spouse and deployed service member. The force that brings newborn and new parent together through a delivery room video chat. And the force that makes sure our military serving 7,000 miles away gets to watch the big game from a USO center. We get to be the force behind the forces, connecting them to every comfort of family, home, and country possible. It's a good feeling to make a difference. Visit USO.org/force to learn how you can be the force behind the forces.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected with Hum by Verizon. Visit hum.com today.
Increasingly cloudy tonight. Not as cold as last night, the low 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. The chance of a few widely scattered showers, the high 67. Sunday, a few periods of rain likely with a high at 72. Monday, partially sunny and cooler, the high 52. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Sports Flood. Saturdays never sounded so good. Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on The Ump.
Football Friday in the doghouse. It's always Football Friday in the doghouse. I asked the question earlier, do you still want Friday trifectas? And to test the idea, I have one for today, and I'm letting your response dictate what we do going forward. And a number of you have gone ahead and jumped in on Football Friday or on the Friday trifecta. And so I think we're going to keep going, doing it, man. I really think we do. We got food prizes for you. It's not a grand trifecta. There's no cumulative points week in and week out. That's in the fall. We'll just do a fresh one each week with a winner each week. Got Kentucky -7.5 at Alabama. Golden State -7.5 at OKC. Durant v. Westbrook, most points. And a tiebreaker Sunday night, Canadians at Bruins, straight up on the NBC Sports Network, so you can watch it. It's hockey's best rivalry. Smokey, I made the line Kentucky -7.5 at Bama. What do you think it'll come in at? You have a sense of lines.
I'm thinking that you're probably right on the money, big dog. I mean, I see 7.5 with the issues that Kentucky has had here lately. You could see Alabama backdoor covering that number. So, or you could see Kentucky just come out of the blaze. So 7 seems like a solid, comfortable number with that.
Right. McKringleberry hits the text window. When are you having on the limey? It's McKringleberry. I mean, I can't wait to be 80. I can't wait to be you just say whatever comes to your mind. You know what I mean? You just say whatever.
To where you get, like, people just being like, yeah. Oh, don't worry. He's senile. He's old. Don't bother him.
He is old. He's like he doesn't care. Because, you know, he knows he's not going to be around forever. He's closer to the end than the beginning. You know, it's like, screw it. You know, it's like, when are you going to have the limey in?
I always get a kick whenever I go to my old man's down in Ocala with the retirement community and just listening to the people talk about
limey. Guys walk out. Those are the guys that walk out to the mailbox to get the mail, and they got the robe on with a pair of boxers, no T-shirt, and they got the robe open. They don't even bother tying the robe off. You know what I mean? Just walk out to the mailbox, pair of slippers, robe, your chest as white could be. Big zipper scar on the chest, you know, from the bottom of their neck to their navel from where they had their third heart surgery. And they don't care. Just walk out to the mailbox like that, walk around the street. But they care. You know, they're like, I care what you think about me. So when are we going to have the limey on? Let's do that the week of the fight. I just texted Jay and them about having Deontay next week, because we don't want him the week of the fight. It might even be too close for Deontay now. You know what I mean? 2 weeks before. I think, you know, we might get him. The Limey will have, the Limey. What's his name, Smokey? My boxing guy out of England.
Oh, you mean Anson Wainwright?
Anson Wainwright, yeah. From, Ring Magazine. We'll have Anson Wainwright on the week of the fight. Okay, we'll get him on the week of the fight. We don't want to go too far in advance on that. The Limey. He's in England. So, he's 6 hours from us. Is that right? I think he's 6 hours from us.
That is correct. 6 hours ahead.
So if we have him in the 3 o'clock hour, that's a 9 o'clock at night hour for him. That'd be about right. That'd be pretty good. All right, 866-485-9867. Smokey, how would you, I'll get to the lines here in a second. Smokey, how would you define elite? What do you define as elite? What makes something elite? I don't mean the Elite Series in the Bassmasters. What is elite to you? How would you define elite?
In anything, like in radio, in sports, in whatever, is that cut above everybody else. You're in that.
I know
that,
but I mean, what would it be? Like if in the NFL, there's 32 starting quarterbacks. So how many would be elite? What would be elite? What's a percentage that would make you elite?
There couldn't be a certain percentage because of it's based on play on the field, but right, I would have.
No, to I say, mean, what a percentage of the 32 guys.
All right,
you got to be in the top what? Top 10%? Top 20%?
Are
the top? You know, are there 10 elite quarterbacks?
No,
in the NFL, no, what would make a quarterback elite?
No. I would say top 10 to 15% based on your like how many teams there are. Like with the NBA, 30 teams. Get more like a 15% type, but if with the NBA or NFL with 32 teams, more
32
so 10,
quarterbacks,
more
32
so 10%, you know.
So okay, so that's 3.2. So let's say 4, right? I mean, would that be about right? 4 quarterbacks are elite in the NFL.
That.
Okay, so 4 quarterbacks are elite in the NFL as far as we're concerned. Colin Cowherd said on his show discussing Cam Newton that he does not think that Cam Newton is a top 10 quarterback. He said, no, not a top 10 quarterback. He's not. Every metric tells you that he's average. He's elevated to a status that's right around Drew Brees, but it ain't close. Not close. That's what he says. Now, according to SEC Country, they say, sure, Newton hasn't won a Super Bowl ring, but it's silly to think he's not among the top 10 at his position. Well, is that true? Is Newton a top 5 quarterback? No. Says the article. But the case can be made that he belongs in the top 10. All right, while you ferment that a little bit, I'm going to go to the lines. But if we say 4 is elite, that would be my number for elite. Brady, Aaron Rodgers, okay? No-brainers. I'm taking Ben Roethlisberger over Cam Newton all day long. Is Ben in that elite category? Would you take Ben Roethlisberger over a guy like, you know, Andrew Luck? Yeah. I would think. This guy's got 2 Super Bowls. Eli Manning. Matt Ryan. Would you take Matt Ryan over Ben Roethlisberger? I actually think I would. I think that right now, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, not in this order. Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Tom Brady. Those would who would your 4 be, Smokey?
Oh, Brady, obviously. Eli Manning, I would not put in. Roethlisberger, I would put in. Flacco only has that one, and he's faded off. Oh God.
Matt Ryan.
I would have to go Matthew Ryan. And
did you say Aaron Rodgers?
I did not say Rodgers. So
well,
there,
come on.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean,
yeah.
I, there's
I mean,
my,
Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are no brainers.
There's my 4 right there. Is I mean,
so you're going Rodgers, Brady, Ryan, and who was your 4th?
Rodgers, Brady,
and Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I mean,
so you take Roethlisberger over Eli Manning?
I would easily take Roethlisberger over Eli Manning. Eli okay. Manning has been known to produce a lot of interceptions, so that wears off on me.
I'd be all right with that.
Russell Wilson this year, if he didn't have such a porous year, Russell Wilson would be by 4, but due to this year, I would put Matt Ryan in over Russell Wilson.
All right. What I need you to think about is Russell Wilson and Cam Newton. Think of the whole body of work. You need to think about, you got to think about Matthew Stafford. You've got to think about where you would put the two young guys, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. You got to think about Dak Prescott, what you do with him. Derek Carr versus Cam Newton. Alex Smith. Andrew Luck. The Ginger. Joe Flacco. Okay, so you got to slot Newton around those guys. Let's go to lines. We start with Rick in North Fort Myers. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing all right, Tom. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
Yeah, I would definitely pick Mariota and Winston over Cam.
So you would take Marcus Mariota right now over Cam Newton and Jameis Winston. Okay.
And with my four, I mean, I would take Wilson over Roethlisberger.
You would take Russell Wilson over Ben Roethlisberger. Now, you're talking about right now, or are you talking about body of work?
Well, basically body of work, you know, because okay, if I were to choose right now.
I think
now,
I like Ben a little bit better than Russ. Would you take Russ over Cam?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Drew Brees. We didn't mention Drew Brees. Smoke, yeah. Smoke in Huntsville. Drew Brees. I mean, geez. Smokey, do you want to rethink your top four? Or is Drew Brees too old?
No, not yet. Drew Brees ain't too old yet. Brees over
Ryan. Is he in the four?
Ryan. Yeah, he's in the four. Brees over Ryan.
Over Ryan? I'd take Matt Ryan right now over Drew Brees. Right now. But see, you know,
I'd take
Matt Ryan. Right now, I'm taking Matt Ryan over Drew Brees.
Yeah, I would take Brady, Ryan, Brees, and the other guy you mentioned, I've got.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, so.
Aaron Rodgers. We're all forgetting Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers.
He's probably number one right now. Probably Rodgers, yeah. Brady, you know, in that order right now. But Brees is an interesting thing because, again, we're talking about right now, who's an elite quarterback right now. Would you take Drew Brees right now? Would the Carolina Panthers be a better team with Drew Brees at quarterback than they are with Cam Newton at quarterback?
Without a doubt.
Well, 2 years ago, Cam Newton was the MVP of the entire NFL. So, I mean, you know, you got to think through this.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Do you want to get in on a trifecta or what?
I do, but first, how do you feel about Cubs winning 95.5 games according to Vegas?
Over. Over. I think they're going to go 100 again. Even though Jesse Rogers said 100 is tough, the Cubs haven't won back-to-back 100-win seasons since like 08 and 09. I don't mean 2000. 1908 and 1900, something like that. I think the Cubs are, a 100 win team.
I would agree with you there.
Unless there's some bad injuries or Lester and Arrieta, you know, are terrible, I'd take the Cubs on the over on that.
True. Yeah. Give me in on this trifecta.
All right. Kentucky -7.5 at Alabama.
I take UK.
Golden State -7.5 at UKC. Or OKC.
I take Golden State.
Durant or Westbrook, who will score more?
Given my brothers, I would go for a tie, but I would rather have Durant.
And in the tiebreaker, Canadians at the Bruins Sunday night.
Bruins.
All right, Rick. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tom.
No, I know Steph Curry might score the most points in that game, but I'm not. That's not the point. The question is Durant or Westbrook. All right, when we come back, Garrett, you're up first, right after this. It's the Tom Abraham Show, right here on 730-1039, The Ump.
Sports Radio, 730-1039, The Ump. The Ump.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. Tomorrow night, the great fans of Oklahoma City, well, they'll be staring eye to eye with something that cuts so deep no amount of time can ever possibly heal what is a terminal wound. That wound, in essence, being told indirectly by Kevin Durant that you're not good enough, that I'm willingly going to leave this great fan base for greener pastures, for a team, by the way, with more weapons and assets, for a city, by the way, that is more capable of showcasing my transcendent talents. And if that sounds a bit too personal, then probably not a diehard fan of any specific team, and that's okay, but for those of us who have certain teams pulsating through our body, the diss is palpable. Now the question is, how to react tomorrow night when KD returns as the enemy? Well, that's up to you, but if I'm in that arena, I would still acknowledge his impact on the city, give him a little cheer to start, and then he is the enemy. And he is the enemy for the rest of his NBA career. Unless, of course, he comes back. I'll beat you.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Labor strike.
March Madness. It's a time when the best of the best come out to play. And you can experience that same level of performance at your local Infiniti retailer. Starting with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan with impressive technology like available predictive forward collision warning and direct adaptive steering. And the Infiniti QX60 crossover is definitely up for the challenge. Easily seating 7 so you can bring the whole team. Or experience true power in the full-size Infiniti QX80 with its V8 engine and luxurious interior. It's that time of year again. Time for the best of the best. Visit Smith Infinity of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 2/28/17. Infinity is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infinity. Empower the drive.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Today's sports segment is brought to you by Infinity of Huntsville.
All day long, umpsports.com.
Football Friday in the Doghouse. Football music all throughout the show. Kringleberry says, the best part about getting old is I can hunt anywhere. I took two nice deer with my crossbow in city limits right off of South Parkway near Walmart. If I ever get caught, I'm going to act confused and drool. What are they going to do, ticket an 80-year-old? Even if they do, the drudge will drop it when I just sit there and drool. That's pretty funny. All right, Garrett is in Huntsville. Garrett, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. How are you?
Fantastic.
That McKringleberry is just hilarious. Every day that he texts in, or it gets better and better. He's just like a fine wine.
I got to bring the Tommies back, and that guy would be the texter of the year. I mean, I'd have to give him a Tommy Award and get him out to a Tommy Award remote and give him an actual Tommy Award as the texter of the year, because he is fantastic.
Absolutely. But I think Rick down there in North Fort Myers had one too many appletinis putting Russell Wilson in front of Roethlisberger. I mean, the entirety, my four would be Rodgers, Brady, Ryan, Roethlisberger. And Roethlisberger, just because of he had so much success in the beginning because of his defense. But Russell Wilson has so many weapons around him. He's had a good defense the entire time he's been there, with the exception of this year. I mean, he's had Jimmy Graham now. He has Thomas Rawls. He had Marshawn Lynch. He's got this flurry of wide receivers.
Roethlisberger's had some pretty good wide receivers, though. I mean, you know, even before Antonio Bryant. I mean, they've had some good receivers, and he's had some nice backs. You know, he's had a pretty good run there, you know, going all the way back to Jerome Bettis when he won a Super Bowl with him. But he's had a pretty good run of guys. You know, the question becomes, like, right now. You know, and we're not saying who had the better career, because Drew Brees had a better career than – you know, than Roethlisberger, you'd have to say, if you look at the numbers. But, you know, who are those top four guys right now? I would still agree with you there. Where would you be on Russ versus Cam?
I put Russ up there. But I think Cam, give him a few more years, he's got to get back to another Super Bowl, if not win it, before I would put Cam in front of Russ. But it's going to be Russ for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, Russ has a better cast than Cam. Now, if they draft like they're talking about drafting, it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, every draft I've seen, mock draft I've seen, has Leonard Fournette going to Carolina. You know, they give that guy somebody like that. And remember, Cam's like 6 years in. It's not like he's a third-year guy. You know, so he was the MVP last season, not this past season, the season before. So, I mean, he's 1 year removed from being the MVP, but I'd take Matt Ryan right now. I think if you told me right now and I'm starting going forward, I'd take Matt Ryan right now over Cam, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to get your picks in?
Absolutely.
Kentucky -7.5 at Coleman Coliseum.
I got to take Kentucky after that 3-hour practice. I'm sure they're going to be ready, set, and going.
They could be fired up, man. But Alabama could chip in a couple late. Well, I don't know, though. They just can't score, Alabama. Golden State -7.5 at OKC.
Let's say Golden State.
Who will score more, Durant or Westbrook?
Westbrook. I'll probably get another triple-double.
And the tiebreaker, if we need it. Best rivalry in hockey, Canadiens at Bruins on Sunday night.
Go with the Brew Crew.
All right, man. You're in, Garrett.
Appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
It's a good job by Garrett. I think we're all in an agreement now that Cam is not elite, even though he was the MVP in 2015. If elite means no more than four. You can't have any more. How can you have, out of 32, how can you have six, seven guys? That's not elite. The question is he a top 10 quarterback? That's what Colin Coward was dealing with. So in that light, you have to think, would I take him right now over who? Would I take him over Matt Ryan? If Cam Newton was the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, would they have won the Super Bowl? Can't hang that on Matt Ryan. Could Matt Ryan have taken the Panthers to the Super Bowl 2 years ago? Cam was pretty special that year. So make those comparisons. React. All right, we'll be back. Fabulous final hour is next right here on 730, 1039. Yep.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving, and Pandora Jewelry creates pieces that are as special as the women you're giving them to. From tiny hearts to sparkling arrows, each gift set was inspired by love and hand-finished with sterling silver. Celebrate love this Valentine's Day and shop new Pandora Jewelry gift sets. Gift sets available while supplies last. Available at participating retailers. No substitutions.
Shop the new Valentine's Day gift sets at the shops at Bridge Street Pandora store today.
March Madness. It's a time when the best of the best come out to play. And you can experience that same level of performance at your local Infiniti retailer. Starting with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan. With impressive technology like available predictive forward collision warning and direct adaptive steering. And the Infiniti QX60 crossover is definitely up for the challenge. Easily seating 7 so you can bring the whole team. Or experience true power in the full-size Infiniti QX80 with its V8 engine and luxurious interior. It's that time of year again. Time for the best of the best. Visit Smith Infinity of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 2/28/17. Infinity is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infinity. Empower the drive.
Are you looking for something better than the same old store-bought cakes and bakery treats for your sweets? Better Up Cakes is the perfect place to pick up some delicious chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's Day. Call to pre-order now for that special day. Better Up Cakes is a grand slam. Not just offering great-tasting bakery treats, but also at an affordable price. Check out some of their unique custom cakes and goodies for any special occasion on Facebook.
Batter Up!
Batter Up Cakes, conveniently located in the newly renovated University Place near Burlington. And your place for a Valentine's Day home run.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Attention all veterans, transitioning military service members, and military spouses. Do you need to learn about transitioning from the military to civilian life? Are you seeking a new career? Would you like to meet top companies ready to hire? Do you need a resume review or want to learn about benefits and health care from VA experts? Let American Freedom Foundation, in association with still serving veterans, be your trusted resource to answer those questions at their Warriors to the Workforce Huntsville Career Hiring and Training Workshop on Tuesday, March 14th at the Von Braun Center in conjunction with the 2017 AUSA Global Force Symposium and Exposition, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendance is free for veterans, transitioning military service members, and military spouses. Register now for the Warriors to the Workforce Hiring and Training Workshops on Tuesday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Von Braun Center. Register today at warriorstotheworkforcehsv.net.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Orphan Diaries. Here's the founder of Food for Orphans, Gary Van Dyke.
Ken doesn't know how old he is. He guesses at around 7. His whole life has been centered on finding food. You see, he lives at a dump and he's never been anywhere else. You can find Ken walking in a decaying landfill of rotting garbage, plastic bags, and shards of broken glass. To many, Ken and children like him are invisible. But they're not, are they?
For more information, visit www.foodfororphans.org.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The